Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, November the 17th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices for December corn up 2¾ cents at 419. December wheat up a penny and 3/4 at 599¾. January beans up 17¾ cents at 1171¼. Beans are still reacting to the strong crush number yesterday. Crop progress shows 96% of the beans harvested versus 93 on average, 95% of the corn harvested versus 87 on average. The wheat ratings went up 1 percentage point to 46%, good to excellent. We did sell 195,000 metric tons of corn to Mexico, but no new Chinese business here today. The beans are stronger overnight, again off the crush, and the hot, dry weather down in Brazil. They had pretty good rains in Argentina, but northern Brazil has had some scattered rains, not enough. But southern Brazil is still very dry, and that's what's feeding this market. The beans seem to be avoiding any issues or concerns about COVID for the time being. I think the concerns are very real. We're going to be seeing a lot of unemployment. We're going to see a lot of businesses and restaurants closing down, and I can't believe demand's not going to get hit. But in the meantime, we've got strong markets here. The Dow Jones is down 250 today, showing a little concern about COVID, but nothing major. The dollar's down 24 ticks. That's helping the grains, but the crude's down 38 a barrel, and that's a little bit offsetting there. The beans had a pretty good break during the night, and then they rallied back 10 cents from about 6 o'clock to the closing session. But I think the funds are still too long in here. I think we're due for a pretty good setback, but that doesn't mean it's going to happen today. We could see resistance up here somewhere between 1180 and 1190. You know, everybody's touting $12 beans. I don't know if we're going to quite get there or not, but certainly an opportunity to start looking at new crop beans. We've got new crop significantly higher here, up around close to 1050 a bushel. And I don't think those are prices you want to turn your nose up at here. So overall, you know, I think the corn and wheat on their own will probably be lower. Beans may score, they're going to certainly score a new contract high here today. Whether they close on a new contract high close or not remains to be seen. We could see a turnaround Tuesday, higher openings, lower closes. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.